Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Talk Dolly. You guys aren't going to want to hear this, man. I don't know what I ate. I don't know what I ate, but it was bad. Oh, my gosh. You know, I told my engineer that, you know, I'd been, you know, vomiting all day, and you know, I don't know if I could do my show this morning. But then again, I realized, I mean, how much different does my show sound than what it sounds like when I'm sick. So I want to apologize. I'm not sure what I ate. I know this hummus story has been out there. I can't even talk about it without feeling sick. Your herb Sabra is recalling 30,000 cases of hummus over listeria concerns. I know I eat a lot of hummus, but no, that wasn't me. I didn't. I don't think it's that. You know, the apparently they think it was tainted with listeria, and a recall came from a random sample taken from a Michigan store, tested positive for the bacteria. And we remember listeria, pretty deadly stuff. Pretty deadly stuff. Remember the whole cantaloupe listeria case that killed multiple people. So they were made aware of the contamination and immediately did a recall. It affects 5 SKU numbers, SKU numbers, of the classic hummus products with use dates by May 11th and May 15th, but nobody's gotten sick from it. Now, remember, listeria monocytogenes, it can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, elderly, those with weakened immune systems, diabetics, miscarriages, it could cause stillbirths and miscarriages among pregnant women. And symptoms are nausea, stiffness, headache, high fever, diarrhea. I don't have the diarrhea because I'm really surprised. Hummus makes me fart. I mean, hummus has the chickpeas. I'm not sure what's in it, but it really, like, you know, gives you gas. But for some people, they could get, but then the listeria gives the diarrhea, not the hummus, okay? Hummus is okay. Actually, very healthy. If you're going to put some sort of spread on something, use hummus. It's very good. Just warn everybody that you're going to toot a lot. They said anybody that has bought the affected products need to throw them away or return them. In a separate isolated incident, the Bluebell ice cream products. I guess there's been some infections going on, and in at least 2 states, according to the CDC. And they believe that 8 people have been sickened in Kansas and Texas. I'll keep you guys posted on that. But Bluebell also did a voluntary recall as well. They say the testing at both Bluebell facilities is still ongoing. So good job for somebody doing their job and checking this. You know, when the first listeria outbreak happened recently, back in, I believe, 2012, we were hearing from the FDA and some of the government agencies that they need more money. And, you know, cut them some slack. They don't have enough staff. They need more money. And I'm like, wait a second. All the millions of dollars you're already getting? I mean, then what work are you doing now? I get it. All right. Apparently, whatever, you know, whenever you need them to do something beyond what they're supposed to do. You know, I noticed that, all right, as an employee and as an employer. You know, you start kind of getting into your, you know, same routine, and then all of a sudden you get asked to do something which might have been your original job the whole time, and then you get looked at like you are, you know, the worst person in the world. You know, I did that also as a waitress. You know, they're like, okay, we also need to clean up this with your side work. And I go, wait a second, no, my side work is supposed to be X, Y, and Z. Now you're saying I got to do this too? Yeah, you were always supposed to do this. I was like, what? You know, and then, you know, you get all kind of grumpy. But, you know, from a psychological standpoint, you know, I noticed, like, with dieting, many people will come in and they can't lose weight, and I'm kind of struggling with the same thing. Okay, I'm definitely no size 2, as you all know. And I no size 2. And okay, I'm trying to sing Meghan Trainor. Sorry about that. And, you know, people will say, and I'll even tell my husband, I'm going to send this. I'm working out twice a day. I do a half hour in the morning, half hour at night, because that's all I have time for. But still, that's an hour a day. So I do my workouts. I'm cutting back on junk food. I'm not drinking soda pop. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. People tell me this. They're working out, and they go, I'm not losing weight. And I think because we get in the habit of thinking whatever we're doing is enough. And maybe psychologically we need to tell ourselves that we're not doing enough, okay? That, you know, whatever we're doing isn't enough. Because when you think whatever you're doing is the max of what you can do, you start to get overwhelmed, you seem overpowered, and you don't think like you could move on. And then a lot of people go back on their diets, or they decide to quit their job, or whatnot. But if you look at, I mean, look, we're people. I mean, we could really do a lot more than we're doing. Okay, look at caveman days. They were running after zebras. Do we run? Do a lot of you guys run? Now, some of you do. I know some of you are raising your hands right in front of the radio going, I run, Dr. Dahlia. Good for you. Good boy. Your teacher's pet. Okay, I love the fact that you're getting exercise. But the average person doesn't run anymore. So they do, I don't know, a half hour walk on a treadmill, and they act like they're, you know, an NBA athlete. They're not. Okay? We are not doing all that we can. We're not doing all that we can a lot at our jobs. We're not doing all that we can as a parent, as a wife. Am I really doing all as I can as a wife? Am I really telling my husband I love him? Am I really, you know, romantic? No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I think I'm a good wife, and I think I'm doing enough. But if you really took a look at everything I did as a wife, you'd be like, okay, lady, you're like barely hitting the 5% mark. So I want you guys over the next few days just to take a look at what you're doing, okay? Look at your workout. Look at your diet. Look at what you're doing at work. And just for the next few days, see what you could do maybe 10% more. No, I can't do 10% more. Yeah, you can. You can. Okay, 10% more. Like some of you guys only listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for 2 minutes. I bet you could listen. What's 10% of 2 minutes? 120 seconds? 12? That's no, 10%. Yeah, 12 more seconds. You could listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I can't do it. I can't do it. Yes, you can. 12 more seconds of the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. We're 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Everything else on Facebook, I'm going to show you guys some of the proof. I always get nervous whenever I call in to work. You know, do you want to see the proof that I'm not feeling good? And they're always saying no, but you want to do that. You know, I remember calling in and everybody would say, oh, you know, I have a headache or I have menstrual cramps or whatever. And, you know, so I try to call in. The boss doesn't believe me. And I used to go, but I got explosive diarrhea. And the boss was like, okay, you know what, that's just too much information for me. Because who would lie about having explosive diarrhea? The problem is one of my nurses did that same thing to me. Okay, because, you know, she heard me talk to a medical student about it. Then she calls in the next day saying she has explosive diarrhea. I'm like, what, really? You know, she's like, I just had to call in. I'm like, all right, that's okay. You know what, I'll give you points because you were honoring one of the biggest slackers out there. So I'm impressed. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. For those of you that follow me on Facebook, You saw me get some over-the-counter medications yesterday. I thought I could handle it and I could lick it, and I couldn't. So I kind of Facebooked what I was buying. But then I felt a little better and I made latkes. And I know with Passover, you know, you don't really eat latkes for Passover. You usually eat, you know, potato pancakes for Hanukkah. But I just, you know, needed something kind of greasy. You know when you guys feel nauseous, you know, and I know I'm kind of talking this to death, but I'm with you on that. And, you know, I just felt like I needed something that would just sit in my stomach like a big lump. I'm really paying for it today, but it just works. So for those of you that wanted to see how I made latkes and me shopping for Preparation H, it's on my Facebook. I'll put it on my Twitter for you guys. Okay. So, gosh, I got a lot to talk about. Remember years ago there was a study saying shorter people may be more inclined to have heart attacks than taller people. And remember I said they were thinking about making this an additional cardiac risk factor. Okay, what are the cardiac risk factors? What puts you at risk for heart disease? Okay, well, one is if you're a male over 40 or a female over 50. Another is if you had a heart attack. That's usually a big, you know, humdinger there. Another is if you smoke, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you have a family member that had heart disease. And remember, I would say also short stature. Well, another study came out suggesting that short people may be more likely to have heart disease and that increased risk could be linked to the genetics that also determine your height. So it's not just, well, dad had a heart attack, so now you do, and because dad was short and you're short, now you're at risk. But they think the same genetic mechanism that determines the height is what's doing this, okay? So a person's risk of heart disease increases about 13.5% for every 2.5 inches of difference in height. So a 5 foot tall person has an average 32% higher risk of heart disease than a person who is 5 foot six. Now, some of you are like, well, most men aren't 5 feet tall in America. That is, well, you got a point, you know, but somebody who's on the, who's short stature, we get a lot more concerned about their, them being at risk for heart disease. Okay, so they looked at 18,000 people and it revealed a number of genes linked to human growth and development that, I'm sorry, guys, I'm sorry, man, I need some soda pop. I am, like, really nauseous. And I'm looking at this stupid banana ad. They got this banana ad in the middle of this, and bananas really make me nauseous. I'm trying to get through this, okay? No, I'm not pregnant. Ask my husband. There's no way in hell I'm pregnant. Anyway, they found that people that carry those genetic variants are that lower your height and make you shorter are more likely to develop coronary artery disease. And there was another study, by the way, years ago that said if you're taller, you have more risk for cancer. Maybe it's because you have more of an organ that can be afflicted with cancer. You know, the bigger the liver or the bigger the colon, that type of thing. I don't know, though. I haven't seen as much scientific proof to that as I have with this whole idea about short stature and heart disease. So why would it happen? Okay, well, one is, okay, so heart disease occurs right when the arteries to the heart that are supposed to supply the blood, okay, start to become more narrowed, get more buildup, okay, and you could get a blood clot that forms when part of the plaque tears off, rips some of the intimal lining, blocks blood flow, all right? Well, you know, I don't know if shorter people will have different arterial builds than taller people, because it shouldn't matter. You're having longer blood vessels. To me, shouldn't matter that much to shorter. Okay, I don't think the blood vessels are shorter and wider. If that was the case and they were wider blood vessels, you would think, well, you know, those people, shorter people would do better. So researchers think that maybe the genes that relate to height are the same that relate to LDL, bad cholesterol. Okay, you know we were talking about Roscoe P. Coltrane, right, of the Dukes of Hazzard, James Best, who passed away? Well, Boss Hogg, right, the actor that played Boss Hogg, very, very short. And Boss Hogg, you were really worried about Boss Hogg and Lulu having a heart attack on the show. Well, shorter people may sometimes tend, in America, to be more heavy. And then those genes could be maybe similar. So that's where I think it's coming from. All right. And if you have any gene variants that also affect the arterial walls, that doesn't help. So what do you do if you're short? All right. Well, what is defined as short? I don't know if we really have a clear-cut definition. Years ago, they were talking about a man shorter than 5'4". Here, they're talking about men 5 feet. So a lot of you guys who are like, you know what, I'm 5'7", and I need to wear heel lifts, I wouldn't panic about that. What I would suggest is if you are a man, all right, get your heart checked anyway. All men should be getting their heart checked because being a man puts you more at risk than being a woman until the woman reaches menopause and then she's at risk. And being a married man protects you. It doesn't hurt you. So if you're a single man, to me, I'd say you're really in a lot of trouble. So go get yourself checked. Get an EKG. I understand that the guidelines are don't be checking the heart on people not at risk. But how the hell do you know if you're not at risk? So I would still say have your doctor take a look at you. Check your blood pressure. Check your cholesterol. Check for diabetes. Make sure you're not smoking. Make sure you're not dropping, you know, a lot of, doing a lot of speed or blow, et cetera, because that affects the heart. Try to limit your stress. Let's talk about stress. There was a nutritionist that came out in present tense that talks about signs that you're stressed. There are 7 signs that you could be stressed. Now, me, it's constipation. When I'm stressed, I can't poop. So, or if you celebrate Passover, you can't poop. But she says if you have cracks in the side of the mouth, you know where sometimes you get these little cracks, like corner, we call them chelitis. I think sometimes it could be a yeast infection. Sometimes it could be like an eczema. She says it could be a B6 deficiency. So if you're low in B6, and we always talk about boosting your vitamin B levels when you're stressed, she says up that. And that could help the cracks at the side of your mouth, which could be a sign of you being stressed. Carrots, chicken, eggs, fish, meat, peas, spinach, sunflower seeds, walnuts, avocados, brown rice, those kinds of things can up your B. Another thing I do when I'm stressed is I grind my teeth. And when you grind your teeth, she says also that could be a B deficiency, maybe B5. All right? So B5, often referred to as the anti-stress vitamin, may help with our adrenals, cholesterol, immune system. I grind my teeth all the time. I don't know because I look at my show ratings, not sure. But you could get your B5 from beef, eggs, vegetables, kidney, and legumes. I think the fact that I would have to eat a legume is stressful enough. Next, white spots on nails. You know how we talked about nails and certain vitamin deficiencies based on what your nails look like? Remember we talked about white spots could be a zinc deficiency? If you have white spots on your nails, that could be a sign of stress or zinc deficiency. Zinc comes in fish, meat, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, pine nuts, etc., rye flour, all right? What about those of us that have irritable bowel? I have major irritable bowel, alternating constipation and diarrhea. Well, fiber, to me, I think is an excellent choice. She also recommends magnesium, okay? And magnesium, making sure your magnesium is up. She recommends 300 to 500 milligrams of magnesium citrate a day. That should also help you poop, but you could get that from buckwheat, nuts, soybeans, dark green vegetables, carrots, peas, sweet potato, lentils. Again, lentils is enough to just stress me out. Bleeding gums. If you have bleeding gums, don't be diagnosing yourself. Get that checked out. You could have a bleeding disorder. But if the doctor or medical provider rules out that you don't have a bleeding disorder, you may have vitamin C deficiency. Remember scurvy? Scurvy! A lot of the pirates were vitamin C deficient. You got to get your vitamin C. Fruits. What about people getting pimples in the arms and the thighs? A lot of times I'll notice people that are undernourished get very, very pimply. Sometimes that could be a vitamin E or an omega-3 problem. Frequent throat infections could be a vitamin A issue. So make sure, the rule of thumb is, okay, when you're stressed, make sure you're eating well, get good vitamins, get good exercise, and don't get scurvy. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a good email. Not that some of your emails are bad. You could always email me at drdahlia.com. Actually, you know what? Some of them do blow, honestly, guys. All right? You know, if you're going to write me, can it be something I could use on air? You know, some of your emails really are lame. But this one's a good one. Landon writes, is it true that sex or masturbation is a cure for anxiety and insomnia? Why do you get sleepy after sex? All right, we've talked about this, but not recently. It's the prolactin. Prolactin gets released with sex, and that can make you sleepy. It's a very interesting hormonal cascade. But let's talk about this. This is a very, very good subject, because remember there was a study that came out a couple years ago saying the number one reason people have sex is not for sex, but that there's a lot of other secondary gains that people get. Like, you know, women will use sex to not get a headache. Men will use sex to help them sleep or to prepare for work the next day or whatever. And you know, and it's like, you know, that's very, very interesting how, you know, you would think it would be more of a primordial, primitive type of action, and, you know, people will calculate, okay, well, you know what I need to do? I need to get a good night's sleep, so I better have sex tonight. You know, it's interesting how people will strategize. Yeah, people in general. Me, I'm just too tired. Trust me, I don't need sex to fall asleep. All I have to do is put my head on the pillow. I'm good. Okay, so this is interesting. WebMD has an article here, 10 surprising health benefits of sex. All right, so one, it says it helps keep your immune system humming. Stop the giggles. Humming. Sexually active people take fewer sick days, according to Dr. Yvonne Fulbright, PhD, who is a sexual health expert. People who have sex have higher levels of what defends your body against germs, viruses, and other intruders. They found that college students who had sex once or twice a week had higher levels of certain antibodies than students who had sex less often. Wait, what? No wonder I got slammed with mono. No wonder, man. I was trying to be such a good girl so I wouldn't get viruses and bacteria and spirochetes and worms and crabs and all sorts of other stuff. Meanwhile, I get hit with mono, whereas my friends who were like complete total, you know, I don't want to use hoochie mamas, they didn't get sick. Ah, that's why. Right, so in addition to having sex, she says eat right, stay active, get enough sleep, etc. Keep up with your vaccinations, and of course, use a condom. All right, I guess. Another thing it does is it boosts your libido. Dr. Lauren Stryker is an assistant of clinical professor of OB-GYN at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. And having sex will up your vaginal lubrication, your blood flow, your elasticity. I have to admit, you don't use it, you lose it. So the more active you are, the better. You know, these little sexual runs that some of us kind of get in the mood for, you got to go with it. You have to go with it because that kind of keeps it up. It's a cycle, especially if you're having libido problems. Improving bladder control. The more your pelvic floor, ladies, is tight and muscular and used and exercised, it can help you with some incontinence. Now, a lot of you women are worried about your incontinence preventing you from having sex. You know, having incontinence needs to be evaluated medically. But when we tell you to do Kegels or to do pelvic floor exercises, et cetera, you know, sometimes the easiest way to do that is to have sex. Another benefit of sex, we're trying to intellectualize it here. Some of you guys, the men are listening going, wait a second, really? Do we even need all these medical reasons? Yeah, a lot of us women do, okay? Because, again, we don't want to mess up our hair, okay? We don't need to lose sleep. We're trying to calculate, you know, I'm trying to convince the ladies, right, why it's important to have sex with the, you know, okay? So just bear with me here. It can also lower blood pressure. Research suggests a link between sex and lowering blood pressure. Okay, there's been many, many studies that sexual intercourse, not masturbation, they said, but sexual intercourse lowers systolic blood pressure. Probably because you do more. I think there's more exercise with sex than masturbation. I guess, you know, because you have to, I don't have to go into that. Okay, you guys know. All right, I don't know. You use more shoulder action, maybe. I don't know. They should study that. Number five, it counts as exercise. Sex is a really great form of exercise. It doesn't replace the treadmill, but they say it counts for something, according to Dr. Pinzone. Sex uses 5 calories per minute. So, in my husband's, in my case, we'll burn an easy 10 calories a shot. 4 more calories than watching TV. So, really, you watch TV, you lose 1 whole calorie. That's interesting. So, 5 calories a minute for sex. They say it gives you a 1-2 punch. Not that you should be doing any punching during sex. It increases your heart rate and you use various muscles. So they say if you ask them, so like let's say, you know how I say you need to be doing like a few hours a week of exercise? Personally, I think you should have an hour a day of exercise. 2 minutes. Okay, maybe not two. Maybe some of you guys could go 5. 5 minutes could actually go to sex and count. And then you just got 55 minutes to go. It can lower heart attack risk. They say a good sex life is good for your heart. It could help keep your estrogen up, your testosterone, etc. And so when your estrogen and testosterone is moving, then that could also help protect you from heart attack. Because a lot of women will start being at risk for heart disease as their estrogen drops. Also men. So sex seems to help with that. Another big thing is the pain factor. A lot of women will say their headaches go away after sex. Some people get headaches from sex, but a lot of people will say that their back pain, their hip pain, their headaches go away with sex. Why? Because of the endorphins. But the key is you need to climax. Orgasm helps raise your pain threshold. So for those of us that have issues with menstrual cramps, etc., back pain, both men and women benefit from climaxing for the pain. So just because one of you climaxes, don't just leave, you know, and go downstairs and watch TV. Let the other partner, you know, reach their climax too, okay? I can't believe I have to teach you guys that. Next, there was a study years ago that said sex helps lower your risk of prostate cancer, but masturbation increases it. Not sure why that dichotomy there, but they say men, another study came out saying men who ejaculated frequently about 21 times a month were less likely to get prostate cancer. And they say in this particular case, masturbation could help with that. I don't know because I remember years ago that study came out saying one hurts, one helps. But personally, using not letting stagnancy happen with the prostate and using the prostate more, to me it makes a lot of sense. So you guys want to use your prostates more, okay? Some of you guys use your prostates to think. Good, fine by me. Also, here we go, the sleep. Remember I told you guys prolactin is released after orgasm? That prolactin helps you relax and helps you get sleepy. So that's why a lot of people fall asleep after sex. Sometimes you fall asleep during sex. And then it eases stress. So like Landon writes, it does. When your feel-good hormone, your prolactin, gets released and your pleasure system and reward system, you're happy, less stress, you feel good. See? Whew. All right, so, and I think it's covered under Obamacare. Okay, you know, because stress, the mess is expensive. All right, are we done? Can I move on? Okay, we're coming up on break. When we come back, more medical news. Man, I hope I'm teaching you guys something. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. My stomach is really, really mad at me right now. It's really mad, so I apologize. All right. I want to thank you, Thomas. Thomas sends us an article, which, again, is not really helping with my nausea. Thomas sends, survey suggests grilled cheese lovers have more sex and are more generous. All right. I want to move on, but I'll just quickly tell you because this is cute. Apparently, a company surveyed 4,600 people and found that 73% of grilled cheese lovers have sex at least once a month, compared with 63% of those who don't love grilled cheese. 32% of grilled cheese lovers had sex at least six times a month, compared with 27% of non-grilled cheese lovers. I absolutely have no idea why the hell that is. I can't think of the science behind it. Apparently, they say 81% of the participants who love grilled cheese said they have donated time, money, or food to those in need, and 84% of grilled cheese fans love to travel, compared with 78% who aren't fans. The most popular cheese, okay, is American cheese for your grilled cheese, then 41% followed by cheddar, then mozzarella, Swiss, provolone, and brie. Anyone who has actually tried a brie grilled cheese sandwich knows that percentage should be much higher, according to the LA Times. I have to agree. I went to a restaurant once, and there was a lunch special where it was a half a brie cheese sandwich and some tomato soup, and oh my gosh. That was delicious. In terms of bread, white bread was 51% favored. Then came wheat, sourdough, rye, and baguette. Baguette. You don't eat grilled cheese on a baguette. And then 10% of participants took the crust off their grilled cheese sandwich. 47% wanted pesto and tomato to their grilled cheese on their grilled cheese. 53% say they like their sandwiches with just cheese. I don't know. Maybe, you know, grilled cheese is in that comfort food type of thing. And so it just really, really looks kind of, you're just kind of happy. You know, I remember my brother used to love grilled cheese, and he's still grumpy to this day. So I don't really, again, know the science behind it. Speaking of science, there is a study saying that the most hygienic way to dry your hands after using the toilet, okay, see, and this comes right out of Europe. So they don't say bathroom, they say using the toilet. This just comes from mirror.co.uk, is to dry your hands using the paper towel, all right? Apparently, the blow dryer, the hand dryer, sprays bacteria all over the place. The University of Westminster's comparison of different hand drying methods, the potential for airborne microbe dispersal and contamination, was published this week in the Journal of Hospital Infection. And they said that bathroom air dryers may be blasting bacteria directly into the faces of children. All right. But a major hand dryer manufacturer had said, what? And said the research was flawed, which is a nice word of saying, you know. The university study was undertaken by leading microbiologist Keith Redway of the University Department of Biomedical Sciences and looked at the potential for microbial contamination from hand drying and the potential risk of spread of the microbes in the air if the hands are not washed correctly. See, the thing is, if you wash your hands right, then you shouldn't be spraying microbes all over the place. But I guess a lot of people wash them halfway and, you know, because they're all in a hurry. So they looked at four different hand drying methods and three different test models to compare differences between the drying methods and their capacity to spread microbes. But they said the paper towels, a textile roller towel, oh, I hate those because they're always wet, a warm air dryer, and a jet air dryer were compared, okay, looking at, by using different test models, lemon juice, yeast, and bacterial transmission from hands. And they found that the jet air dryer spread liquid from users' hands further and over a great distance, about 1.5 meters, than the other drying methods. All right. They also looked at near and far, etc. See, I always thought I've never liked hand dryers. I don't have the time to sit there and wait to dry my hands. So I usually like the paper towels. And then you could take the paper towel and use it to open the door so you aren't touching the open door, even though I keep forgetting, I keep throwing it out. They recorded at close distance for a jet air dryer received an average of 59.9 colonies of yeast compared with 2.2 colonies of yeast for paper towels. That's a lot. At a distance of 0.2 meters, the jet air dryer recorded 67 colonies of yeast compared to 6.5 for paper towels. And just 1.5 meters away from the jet dryer, you found 11.5 colonies of yeast, but zero for paper towels. All right, then they looked at the height. All right, and they found that the biggest dispersal of these microbes were anywhere from 0.6 to 0.9 meters from the floor, which is basically the face height of kids. So, you know, I don't understand. Remember years ago there would be that wet towel thing? So you would pull on it, and hopefully the dry, newer towel would be the part you could use. But mine would always be stuck and locked, so I would have to dry on other people's wet. Oh, I hated that. I couldn't stand that. Because personally, I like cloth. I don't like paper because I wash my hands so much at work and I use so much antimicrobials that my hands, you know, to me seem really, really dry. And so I want something soft and smooth. Sometimes I draw my hands on the cat. You know, I'll be at home and there'll be, you know, Shaky Boo just kind of lying there. Or Sashi. Sashi's the one that's really fluffy. And I'm like, I got to dry my hands. So I'll just wipe my hands back and forth on their tummy. And they don't like wet, so they get all mad, and they run away. But at least my hands were dried on something nice and soft. Okay, so that's that for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A study's come out saying eating less meat not only is better for you, but it's better for the earth. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is recommending that Americans eat less red meat and says that a vegan diet has less impact on the planet. Remember we talked about who farts more, vegans or meat eaters? And I guess it really was kind of negligible. So a lot of people thought, well, I don't want to be vegan because it'll, you know, add to climate change. And no, you don't have to worry about that. They said the organically grown vegan diet also has the lowest estimated impact on resources and ecosystem quality, and the average Italian diet had the greatest projected impact. They say beef was the single food with the greatest projected impact on the environment. Other foods estimated to have high impact included or high impact were cheese, milk, and seafoods. So they also looked at the health benefits of a vegetarian diet, a Mediterranean diet, and a healthy American diet. So the more whole grains and legumes and nuts and seeds and lower calories and less animal-based food, they say the better it is for the environment. I got to tell you, I think a lot of us are already doing a better job eating less meat. I think ever since the 80s, we've been scared to death of red meat and heart disease. So even though, you know, I'll still go to Outback once in a while, and you'll see people get their steak or get their ribs, etc. Well, beef ribs instead of pork ribs, I guess. I don't know if they have beef ribs at Outback. I don't know because I usually order the prime rib. But anyway, I don't go there much. You know, I'll probably go there, you know, twice a year. But the, I know, I like red meat. Leave me alone. 1-877-TALK-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say alcoholics face greater death risk when hospitalized. Researchers looked at data, 12 years of data, from more than 23,000 hospital patients with alcoholism and a control group of more than 233,000 hospital patients. All of the patients were in various general hospitals in Manchester, England. 1 in 5 of the patients with alcoholism died, compared to 1 in 12 in the control group. So they found that those who were alcoholics were more likely to die about 8 years younger than people who didn't drink. Why? Because they were more likely to have liver issues, respiratory issues, nervous system, GI issues, pancreatic illnesses. Yeah, it's pretty scary when you have somebody with full-blown pancreatitis and they drink. Those people don't seem to do well than people who get pancreatitis that don't drink. It's scary stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Oh. quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.